Alex Bauman in studio with me on this Thursday. And hey, the last basketball games, not of the year of 2025, but of course for the fiscal year, I guess you could say, for the sport of basketball happening tonight, NBA Finals. Both you and I said that the Oklahoma City Thunder would be in the finals. We said they would be in the finals against the Boston Celtics. Celtics lost to the Knicks. The Knicks lost to the Pacers. So we've got the resident NBA guru of the Coosa Valley. He's right here. He knows. talk to me about your thoughts on how this will go.
I don't think it's going to be as competitive as people think it's going to be. You just look at the way the Thunder have walked through the playoffs outside of the Nugget series, the Grizzly series, walked through that one. Ja got hurt, and he funny enough said he had figured them out before he got hurt. If Ja had not got hurt, I still think that series is not even close. Then you play the Nuggets in the second round, take them to seven games, but you look at the Nuggets. They have the best player in the world.
Yeah, in my opinion, they do.
And then you play the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves steal one game because the Thunder play bad, and the Timberwolves decide they're going to shoot the lights out.
Thunder's going to play one game bad in this series.
They'll probably play one game, yeah, drop one.
There'll be one game that they just don't reach up to snuff. Now, you say, and I say, that the Joker is the best player in basketball. Is SGA number two?
He's on his way to be number two. If he wins the championship this year, he'll prove to be the second best player in the world. It's just hard for him to get in front of Jokic. Just how talented Jokic is and how nonchalant he is on the basketball court. But you look at the Pacers, they don't have a top 15 player on their team. And that's what it's going to take to beat Oklahoma City Thunder.
Don't.
You have to have a Jokic, a Luka, something like that, someone like that to be able to compete against Oklahoma City.
Do you know who I think is the forgotten piece on Indiana?
Pascal Siakam?
I do, because he's been there. He's won a championship.
Yeah.
And he knows what it takes to get it done. And it's almost like during the course of the game, they forget that he's out there on the offensive. Do you get that feeling too?
Sometimes the sets they run aren't good for Pascal Siakam. He's more of a low post, kind of back to the basket type player. And a lot of Indiana sets are run and gun, get down the court, huck up a shot, and pray it goes in.
But I'll tell you this. If you make him a part of your offense, he's proven at every level, in every season, he's a 22-12 type guy. He can get you 25 points a game if you give him enough touches.
The problem with Siakam in this series, though, is the Thunder play 2 7-footers in their starting lineup, yeah. Holmgren and Hardenstein, and Siakam is 6'8", 6'9", at best. He's going to have issues shooting over those guys and playing defense on them.
All right, so we've talked about it. It starts tonight. I can't remember what time it is, but I got to ask you, how many games? Now, first of all, of course, Oklahoma City had the best record in the league, so they're going to have home court advantage in this. First two games at Oklahoma City. How many games does this series go? I say six.
I'll say five. And right, the one game Indiana is going to steal, it's going to take their bench to step up. That's the way you beat the Thunder, is you have to have guys outside of the Halliburtons, the Siakams, the Miles Turners of the world have to show up in that game. You're going to have an Aaron Nesmith game he had against the Knicks in the last round. You're going to have Benedict Mathurin step up off the bench, Obi Toppin, Thomas Bryant. You're going to have your bench step up against Oklahoma City Thunder, because they have the defenders that are going to shut down your star players and make other people beat you.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong here. The state of Oklahoma, this is the only professional franchise that they have.
Yes, that's the only one.
In any sport.
And they might have a soccer team, but that's Gibbs' department.
That's not a sport. That's just a pastime to get to football. Okay. All right, so I'm going to ask you, if they win this thing, how crazy does the city of Oklahoma City get after they win it?
It'll be pretty crazy. If you've watched the games, the atmosphere in those arenas is electric.
That's where
the fans are waiting for one.
Yeah.
They are wanting this championship.
So this would be a first time ever in any professional sport. And I'll be honest with you, back when they had KD and Russell Westbrook.
And James Harden.
We didn't know. We didn't know at the time what kind of players those three would be. Can you imagine if they had that team right now with those three guys in their prime,
that'd be scary. But people are arguing that this team is better than that team. And
I don't know that.
I don't know. They have to prove it, winning this championship. The other team didn't get over the hump. If they can get over the hump, they've proved it. But this team is better depth-wise than that team was.
If they win four games in the next 10, 12 days, I'll give them that. But until then, I'll say this. SGA is very good, and they've got a couple of other very good players on this team. Don't get me wrong. I think
Jalen Williams, J-Dub.
Yes, thank you. I think those guys are really underrated. I think they're very good. But I don't think any of them, including SGA, stand up to any of the three that we just said.
Not in their primes. I mean, Russell Westbrook was averaging triple-doubles in his prime. KD was a scoring leader.
Unstoppable.
Harden, even though he wasn't technically in his prime at OKC, if he had been in his prime at OKC, he won an MVP in Houston.
Well, and I'm going to ask you this, too. Harden became, when he got traded, he became the man on the team he was on. He was never going to be the man with Westbrook and KD.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah, he was never going to be that.
Can you imagine if he played now like he did with KD and Westbrook, being kind of the third option?
They would have beat the Miami Heat back in that time when the Heat had LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
I think
they'd have beat
him
at least once.
I think so, too.